you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm John Horn with critics Amy Nicholson, Peter Rayner, and Charles Solomon. We kick off with The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, stars Nicolas Cage and Pedro Pascal. Peter?
This is kind of a flamboyant meta myth, but I enjoyed it, mainly because Nick Cage and Pedro Pascal are so wonderful in this film, and it really is sort of the ultimate Nick Cage movie commenting on himself, but as a real performance, I think, not just as a jokey riff. It's a mixed bag, but worth seeing.
Amy?
I was excited to see this because, of course, Cage can do Cage better than anybody, but the movie itself I thought was put together so haphazardly. I'm kind of offended on Cage's behalf. This is a script that needed another draft and needed to be directed with a steadier hand. Pedro Pascal, though, amazing and nearly steals away the movie from Cage in his own movie.
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent is rated R. It's in wide release. The Northman is a Viking tale from director and co-screenwriter Robert Eggers. Amy?
This is a Hamlet meets Conan the Barbarian, but it wants to be taken so seriously. And I just couldn't. I mean, it's a vengeance story about a young kid. There's a lot of blood. You feel like you can smell the moss. And I felt just nothing. I was very, very bored by this.
Peter?
This is a very gutsy movie in a very literal sense. It gets points for period accuracy, I suppose. I wasn't there at the time. But all in all, I think, more so than ever, less is more, not more is more.
The Northman stars Alexander Skarsgård, Anya Taylor-Joy, and Nicole Kidman. It's rated R, and it's in theaters. In the animated adventure film, The Bad Guys try to do good. Charles?
A mashup of Ocean's 11 and Zootopia, with not much going for it except for a fairly original look to some of the characters using line work rather than the endlessly textured fur we're used to seeing, but very forgettable.
The Bad Guys features the voices of Sam Rockwell, Mark Maron, and Awkwafina. It's rated PG and in wide release. Finally, They Call Me Magic is a documentary series that explores the life and career of LA Lakers royalty, five-time NBA champ Magic Johnson. Amy?
Yeah, this is coming out at the same time as Winning Time to say, here is the real story, and we're going to be the documentary with everybody involved at the time of Magic joining the Lakers to back it up. I think this does actually a really great job in showing the difference between Magic Johnson, the person, and Irvin, as he considered himself. It's a really exhaustive and well done.
They Call Me Magic is a four-part limited series. It's streaming on Apple TV+. For our critics, I'm John Horn, inviting you to listen to the full hour of Film Week. It's at kpcc.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.